Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. So for today's show, we are going to talk about your questions. Okay, I've gotten a number of emails, had some discussions here and there, just recently, in fact, and from new investors, right? So I've worked up a number of FAQs, right? Those frequently asked questions that typically the beginner has. And this could be for single family, and this could be for multifamily. Okay, both apply here. I got a lot of them. We're going to hit as many as we can, as many as time permits. But before we get to that, I want to really reflect just quickly on time, right? That notion, measuring time, right? We use clocks, we use calendars, we have birthdays, we have jubilees, we have anniversaries. And as it were, my wife and I, we had an anniversary this past Friday. We celebrated our 16th wedding anniversary, 16 years, good stuff. Unfortunately, we had another event that marks the end of time and the end of an era. Our dog passed away. We had to put him to sleep. He's been with us almost that entire 16 years. And it just got me thinking again, reflecting on time. You know, it's an absolutely irreplaceable resource. You know, each second that ticks on by, it's gone. You can't get it back. You give out a dime here and there, a nickel, a dollar, you can get those back. But time, no, it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. And, you know, one thing you can do, and this is why we do what we do here at Lifestyles Unlimited, is you can buy your time back, meaning you can try to keep, you know, do what you can to keep as much of that irreplaceable resource, that asset, as you can, right? And we do that by creating passive income, right, from rental properties, so that we don't have to spend, you know, what is it nowadays, an hour or more in traffic driving to work, if you're driving to work at all. Maybe you're not. I know I am not. But, you know, working on somebody else's time, on their calendar, right? 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, trading our valuable time, your valuable time, for their money. That's what you're doing week by week, month by month, year by year. And if you're not careful, you blink an eye, suddenly that 3.5-year-old I keep talking about on the show is 10 or 15 or older. Or like I said, it's the end of an era for me with my dog. He's the best traveled dog I know. He went with us to Germany, went all over that continent, made it back home just fine. And anyhow, it was just time. It was time. And it's a reminder for me that time is fleeting. Okay, so keep that in mind as we talk through today's topics, because I want you to get started investing in that passive income so that you can buy your time back, so that you have more time with your kids, with your dog, whoever, you know, whoever's in your life, to do what you want to do ultimately. And by the way, here's another time concept for you. Speaking of time ticking by, we have, and it's crazy, and I'm ready for it, just 2 weeks and some change till election day. So get out and vote. If you're here, if you're listening to me live now in Texas, if you're catching the podcast afterwards, know that early voting has in fact started here in Texas. My wife and I, Saturday, just yesterday, got out and we did our civic duty. So that's done. Check the box. All you politicians that are sending me giant oversized postcards, you can stop. I'm good. But be sure and get out and vote. And if you're still on the fence, if you don't know which way you want to go, let me help you out. Okay, we had a show last week with Dan from Exchange Resource Group. He talked through, we know where Trump stands. He talked through some aspects of the Biden tax plan. He also told us about the 1031 exchange and some of the tools that we use to build our wealth for our kids, for our heirs. And he gave us a lot of good information. You can find that at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. Dan did a show with Dell as well. Check those out. Just if you'll get information there that you are not going to get in the press. It's very focused to what we do as real estate investors, stuff that's relevant to you, whether you're an investor or not. If you have a plan to pass on your wealth to your to your kids. There's good information there that you're going to want to understand, and maybe that helps you. Maybe that helps you flip the coin in a certain direction or other. So, anyhow, that's my notion of time today. Again, just reflecting this past weekend as we were. Now we're going to move on, and I want to get into what I'm calling the REI FAQs, right? REI, Real Estate Investor FAQs, frequently asked questions, and these are things that you've sent me, right? And I appreciate the questions. I love to get those. I do answer those by email, but I like to take some and bring those up on air. And if you do have questions, by the way, this is a live show. You can give me a call. The number is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me that email to askandy@luinc.com. I check those throughout the show, get to them if I can. Otherwise, I'll pick those up after the show. Again, that is askandy@luinc.com. So first question, broad question, but I hear it a lot. What is the best real estate investment for me? What should I invest in? I want to do real estate, but I haven't quite figured out what exactly. You know, and at Lifestyles Unlimited, we do two things. We do single family and we do multifamily apartments, right? I hear about people out there doing, Airbnb or storage facilities, raw land. You know, those things just don't meet our needs as investors when it comes to buying back our time. They either demand our time heavily, Airbnb, or land does not kick off any of that cash flow that we need, right, to buy back that time. Storage units, you know, depending on the economy, I suppose, you may or may not want to be paying that extra $100, $200, whatever it is, to store your stuff, right? If you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, people need a roof over their head. They don't necessarily need a roof over that old couch that they're hanging on to for whatever reason. So that's why we stick with single family and multifamily. But then, really, what I would turn the question back to you. You know, those, I need to understand, what are your goals? What is it you want to do? Is it buying back your time? Is it creating that cash flow like we just talked about to buy back your time? Is it growing wealth for that toddler, for your heirs, for somebody else in your family, for your community, right? Maybe doing both. You can do both, right? Okay, music's kicking on. If you've got questions, again, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. When we come back, we're going to explore this concept a little bit farther, and we're going to talk about, can I invest with no money in the deal? Huh? Good question, right? I'm going to set you straight. Stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we are answering your questions, simply put. For the totally unexposed to real estate investing, I should say, somebody that's just wanting to get started. Lots of great questions that I've gotten since I've been hosting this show, and we're going to hit a number of those. And again, if you've got a question now, this is a live show. It's 855-497-4335. You can give me a call or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And we're starting with the broad question that I see quite a bit, which is, which route should I go? What should I do? You know, what is the best real estate investment for me? And again, that's a very broad question. That's going to be very individual to each person, each family. And like I said, what are your goals? Is it creating cash flow? Is it growing wealth? You can do both, right? Single family, multifamily are both effective tools. Some of it's going to come down to your capital. Where are you starting? What do you have available to you? Okay, we'll talk about that here a little bit more. But what I would tell you to do is sit down. Give this a lot of thought. Is it that cash flow What do I need in terms of expenses? What am I paying out every month that I want to replace? Okay, if I can pick up a house that cash flows $400 a month net, how many of those am I going to need to buy back my time? Right? How many? Is it growing wealth? Maybe you're fine. Maybe you love your job. We have investors that do, and they stay at their jobs and invest in apartments, invest in multifamily, and really grow that wealth. Right? 100% returns in very short periods of time. So what is your goal? And you're going to want to set your investing criteria. Just again, give it some thought. How much cash flow do you need per month? And what sort of capital gain do you want to see when you take down that house? I like to see a doubling of my money if I can pull that off. Right? Or over the longer term, if it's a multifamily investment, how much of a return do you need, right, by the end of that project? When you either dispose of it, refinance, whatever it is. What sort of cash on cash return? Maybe that's your hurdle. Is it 10%? Is it 8%? Is it 20%? Right? And what sort of return on that capital gain? Again, if it's a doubling of your money, that's 100%. And interestingly, you know, we go out, we network a lot. That's how we stay in touch with the multifamily lead investors. And that's a term we use at Lifestyles. The lead investor is a syndicator. They're the ones that are putting the deal together. The project manager, essentially pooling funds with like-minded families that want to participate in this investment. And we network with those guys all the time. And in fact, I just got an email from a couple that have been doing this for a number of years. And I love the way they put this in their email. They described their investment criteria, 100% minimum return in 5 years, doubling that money, right? Average annual return of 20%. Go check your stock account. How's that doing? Cash flow from day one, right? Those all line up very well or exceed my expectations in multifamily. So I already can see, hey, great match. They're on the hunt. When that deal comes down the pike that matches that investment criteria, we are good to go. So you need to know what are your investing criteria. That'll keep you from wasting a lot of time digging through stuff that is evidently not a good match. Just have that predefined. And if you need help with that, that's where you need to enlist to find a mentor. Okay. There are people that have been doing this for years, for decades. Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles 30 years ago. He's an investor. He keeps investing, as do his mentors, as do everybody at Lifestyles. So these are people that help you. And these are people that helped me. You know, years ago when we joined in 2012, the capital, that was the issue. And we sat with the mentor. I said, you know, you need to start with single family and build up that capital to where you can then switch gears, if you want, into multifamily, right? Or do both, right? That's where we're at now. And that takes me to the next question, which I hear sometimes, which is, do I really need money? I hear there are those no money down deals out there, right? You hear the gurus out there pitching these. No, not usually. You know, typically you're going to need some capital, if not to put into the deal. If you're financing your projects like we do here at Lifestyles, right? Especially if I think about single family, right? We're buying with hard money, fixing the house up because it's typically in need of repairs and doing a refinance on the back end. They need to see reserves. Right? They're going to want to see a certain number of months of principal, interest, taxes, and insurance held in escrow, essentially by you, right? Especially now with the pandemic that's been going on, all the lenders are a little bit more sensitive. So at a minimum, you need money to cover that. And what happens if something breaks? Well, we talk about best product, best price here at Lifestyles. We fix everything up front. But should something happen, you want to have a little bit of cash on hand for that. So single family, typically you're going to bring some money to the table. Now, if you go to our 2-day, the financial freedom seminar that Dave Fisher hosts on the weekends, he'll take you through the single family process, and he's going to find a deal live that's going to be a very low out-of-pocket deal. I didn't attend this past weekend, but I hear he found one for $3,000 out-of-pocket. That's picking up a house, a rental house, that's going to cash flow more than that per year for $3,000. That's, again, 100% cash-on-cash return and then some. Phenomenal numbers, but typically you'll need some amount of cash for single family. There'll be, you know, you'll have those home runs, but I like my singles. Those singles over time, they add up. Let me tell you, I've mentioned this before on the show. We're in the process of doing a cash out refi on one of our properties we picked up in 2014. So 6 years ago. And, you know, I did a show 2 weeks ago on appraisals because I was going out to meet the appraiser, right? This is fresh on my mind. Guess what? We got the appraisal back. I'm very happy because it exactly matched what I told the lender we expected it to be, right? We, you know, clean, clean appraisal. But point being, we dialed it in very, very precisely because we've learned how to do this over the years. But more importantly, is over that six-year period, that thing has appreciated $65,000. That's about $10,000 per year on one house. One house. What if you've got 10 in your portfolio and they're all doing the same thing, moving in that same direction? What if you've got 20? You do the math. That was not a home run deal. That was a single. That was a base hit. But it has treated us very, very well. So we had a decent amount of cash into that deal. 25, 30K, something like that, if I'm remembering right. But boy, we've easily doubled that money just on the appreciation. We don't buy for appreciation. We buy for cash flow. We buy for that capital gain that we're forcing at the time of purchase. But boy, we have enjoyed that appreciation. So can I begin? You know, do I need money? Yeah, typically. That's single family. What about multifamily? I just told you that the lead investor, right? They're gathering like-minded individuals together. We're all throwing our money into the pot to take down this multi-million dollar asset. So yes, you're going to need to put some funds into that deal. Now, the good news is it's not as much as you might think. You know, a lot of investors will keep slots in their deals open for newer investors for maybe $25,000, okay, to get into a 200, 300, whatever unit apartment deal. In fact, I did a show a couple weeks ago with Bill. He buys down south, north of Houston, south of me, and he does exactly that. He keeps a number of slots open in order to bring newer investors on, so they're not struggling to get that $100,000 or whatever it may be to get into some of those higher end deals. So that's great stuff. But you're going to need some cash, okay? Another question I got. This one's interesting, and I guess I see the logic here. But is it easier for me to be a real estate investor if I already own my own house, right? If you're an owner occupant somewhere, well, not really. The only benefit that I would point you to there, yeah, you've experienced the transaction of purchasing. Maybe you've sold your own house and bought another one. I don't know that that's so relevant. The big thing is if you've got some equity in that house, right? If you, like I've seen with my rental that we're doing our cash out refi, if you've built up some equity, well, pull that out so you can bring that to the table. Otherwise, no, I don't see any real relevance there. In fact, I got a good buddy that has 18, 20 units. He rents a condo. You know, he likes that flexibility. So, hey, stick around. When we come back, we're going to ask the question, should I invest out of state? Great question.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we are answering your questions. These are questions I've gotten from you over the weeks, the months that I've been doing this, things I've heard, talking with other interested parties, right? Not investors, people that are interested in getting started. And a lot of good questions, some interesting questions sometimes. And if you've got a question, the number here is 855-497-4335, or send me an email. I love to answer those. AskAndy@LUINC.com. We're talking about a question I got actually not too long ago. Is it, you know, does it help me to own my own house prior to investing in real estate? And interestingly, when my wife and I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, this was in March of 2012, we lost some time. We finally bought our first house in August because we insisted on buying our own personal property first. We lost time. That's all it came down to. Had a little money go out the door as well that we could have invested. So, no, you don't. It doesn't bring anything to the table unless you've got some equity. And if you've got some equity in there, that is called debt equity. You need to get that out. The interest rates right now are phenomenally low. I mean, this property we are doing the cash out refi on, we're taking down 2 percentage points and getting a good deal of cash out as well to reinvest. So if you do own your house, that's the one benefit, I would say. Your debt to income ratio could be impacted by the fact that you have that non-income producing liability really that you're toting around. So take advantage of it. You know, talk with your lender, see what your credit profile looks like. And then we're going to take a look at a question I teased just ahead of the break, which is, should I invest in out-of-state properties? I can't see them. How do I know if they're there? You know, what kind of condition? Look, you got to look at your criteria that we talked about at the start of the show. What is your goal? What are your goals? What do you want to do? What is your cash flow? Where do you live now? And do those numbers work there? Right? If you're in New York, if you're in California, if you're on the coasts, right, east or west coast, they may not work. The model that we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited may not work for you. So yes, you need to invest out of state. And we have a ton of investors working with Lifestyles from out of state, buying right here where I am in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, in Houston, right? In Central Texas, San Antonio, tertiary markets here, not just single family either, but multifamily as well. Flip the coin. Other side, we've got investors in Texas that are buying multifamily in other markets, Atlanta, right? Down the road here in Louisiana, up the road in Indiana, right? We're everywhere. And that gives you a little bit of market diversity, by the way. So yeah, I think it's a good idea, especially if where you sit right now doesn't work. And we say it all the time here, live where you want, invest where you want. And working with an education and mentoring group like Lifestyles helps you do that, right? We have knowledge of these markets. We're in these markets. We've been doing this for 30 years. So that's really the advantage there. That's why my wife and I, we got the RV because we said, you know what? We don't need to be sitting here in Dallas, Fort Worth with our anchor, you know, down. Let's weigh anchor and let's start cruising. We can do this from the road. The internet and our infrastructure that we have here with Lifestyles makes that possible. So we just talked about investing in out-of-state properties. Now we're going to transition from more of that kind of goal-oriented, do I have enough money, right, capital, talking to that mentor to figure that out, to maybe something a little more operational that I hear a lot, which is how do I find that property, right? How do I find a good investment property? Now, good. Any adjective you put in there, I'm going to have to qualify that. I'm going to have to go back to question number one and say, what are your goals, right? So that's going to be the big defining piece. That is why you need to think about that. That is why you need to give that some thought. I'll also tell you two of Dell's three rules for investing. Number one, the deal has got to cash flow. It's got to cash flow, right? If we want to buy back our time by building up passive income, well, guess what? We need the income from those deals, so they have to absolutely cash flow. That's why a lot of those deals on the coast don't work, okay? Second rule, never lose money. Right, which is why when we buy targeting that capital gain up front. You make your money when you buy, not when you sell. You preserve your money when you sell, right? If you defer your taxes, do that 1031 exchange, roll into the next property. See the show we did last week with Dan. But you make your money when you buy, okay? And we go into this for both single family and multifamily. It holds true for both sides of the equation, both investment vehicles, single family or multifamily. We go into this during that two-day seminar, the Financial Freedom Program seminar that I mentioned Dave Fisher teaches, Lee Reeves teaches. We're doing those online, by the way. So you get a lot more into the granular parts of the how do I find that. Okay, now let me try this again here. It looks like I've got John with me here in Texas. John, are you there?
Yes, hi, this is John. Quick question. We have a couple of properties that we purchased retail, and we're looking at multifamily, but with the markets that we're in Flower Mound, Louisville, the appreciation makes the cash on cash very difficult. I mean, we're putting half down, and then, you know, if it goes 1 month unrented, your cash, you know, flow is still good for the year, your mortgage is covered, but it's just harder and harder to find the right deals that work out with the market appreciation in those markets. Recommendations on sourcing?
You said Flower Mound. What was the other market?
Oh, Louisville, Coppell, this area.
Yeah. So those are higher dollar markets. Louisville, lesser so. Flower Mound, parts of it may not be. And for the listener that maybe not be sitting in Dallas, Fort Worth, these are north of the airport primarily. Yeah, cash flow is going to be more difficult there because what's happening? Values are going through the roof. A lot of people are moving here. They're moving to those areas because they have, you know, the reputable school districts. So the tax values are going up, right? And that's crunching your cash flow insurance as well. I've been seeing 20, 25% increases until we go through and rebid those. But I would look outside of those markets, try to get comfortable with other markets. If around Dallas, Fort Worth, maybe south of the I-20 corridor, those are good cash flowing markets, DeSoto, that sort of area. Or look outside of DFW. You know, you could look at Houston, you could look at San Antonio. If you're not a Lifestyles member, there's infrastructure there if you want to leverage them. Otherwise, you know, you're going to have to find some boots on the ground. But that's why I say be prepared to invest out of state. I think for Texans, not an issue. We can invest in our state. But a lot of people are coming here because the numbers do work. Just in that sub market that you're talking about, it's too tight. So look farther afield. Maybe look out at, you know, little tertiary markets, Terrell, right, up towards Sherman. In fact, we have one of our mentors that's buying a lot of Dennis and Sherman up that way, and he's getting those very low out-of-pocket deals. So if you're looking for that higher cash-on-cash return, that's where I would recommend you go. All right.
That's helpful.
John,
thank you.
You bet. John, thank you for the question. And we see that, right? We're seeing that in Dallas right now. Prices are up. There's a shortage of inventory. You know, everyone thought the market was going to tank when when COVID hit the rails here, but it didn't happen. You know, all the realtors took a break in April and everything picked back up immediately after that. And the houses are flying off the shelves, especially if you're buying in the asset class of homes, single family houses that we talk about here, you know, sub 200K, for example. They're highly competitive. So you can still find them, right? I don't want you to adopt the scarcity mindset. I don't want to scare the new person away because of that. They're there. You just might have to do a little bit more homework, maybe look a little bit farther afield, maybe look in markets that you hadn't considered before, and protest those taxes. Keep fighting them. You know, I still have two protests coming up November 3rd and November 4th. They're really dragging it out this year, but you got to do that. You got to be diligent. You got to stay on top of it. So, and to the out-of-state investor, somebody that's not in Texas, boy, I love going to the Lifestyles Unlimited case studies because I see this stuff. I hear about the investor, for example, from Maryland that has, I think it's 16 or 18 doors, single family and duplex properties here in Texas, and they self-manage those from there. That's inspirational. That tells me I can do what I want to do with my whole RV bunker traveling around the country managing from afar. You can do it too. You don't have to be in Texas to buy in Texas. You don't have to be in Houston to buy in Houston, to the gentleman that just called. You need to put your infrastructure together. And again, that is where someone like Lifestyles Unlimited and our pool of mentors, realtors, the vendor list, by the way. I'm going to give you a website here in just a minute when we come back. Hugely discounted membership for our financial freedom program, which gives you access to those vendors. Boy, that is a great way to go. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that and we'll carry on the conversation about finding that property when we continue.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. We're in our last segment. If you've got a call or a question, rather, like John did, you can call me at 855-497-4335 or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. In fact, I did get an email here from George. He's asking how much cash would he need to invest if he wanted to replace $400 to $800 a month. In other words, he wanted to generate $400 to $800 a month in cash flow. He says he's in the DFW Metroplex. It depends. You know, it depends on where you want to buy. Just like the conversation we had with John, who's been investing in Flower Mound, Coppell. Those are very high dollar areas. Louisville, parts of it, you know, parts of it are still pretty good. You need to look at where you're going to buy. Okay, I mentioned the one of our single family mentors. He's dominating it up there north of the Metroplex, almost to the Red River, with very, very good numbers. You know, I believe he presented a deal recently that was something like $10K out of pocket. So $10K out of pocket, right? To answer your question, maybe minimum, maybe as much as $30 to $40K to pick up a house here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, depending where, right? Depending on where it is. Again, if you go south, if you go out a little farther, right, if you're willing to do that, you'll be able to go a lot farther with your money as well. Or you go down to San Antonio, go down to Houston, look at those tertiary markets. And John, I would also tell you, you know, stay on top of your rent. I didn't ask you about your rent, but I see a lot of people are hesitant to take their rent up as needed, but you need to do an annual market review, right? Run those lease comps. We'll talk about that here in a moment and see what the rents are in the area. If you're a couple hundred behind, we'll catch up. They may move. You know, you may do a little negotiating there. You may offer to paint a wall or put in some sort of new fixture, put in a newer ceiling fan, something like that to retain them and still take up the rent. You that's a win-win for you. You retain the tenant, you get the higher rent, and you've just upgraded your property. So, but stay on top of that because I do see a lot of folks that don't. You know, we've got a rental in Louisville, first one we bought, in fact, and it went from 1400 something a month to we're now north of 1700. I mean, over $300 increase in a number of years. So you gotta keep up with that. That'll help your cash flow stay on top. And if it's not working, sell those, do that 1031 exchange and get into that next deal elsewhere or deals or apartments as it might be. A good way to go. And you may, you know, what we're doing with our cash out refi, we're sacrificing a little bit of cash flow. Right. My interest rate may drop 2 percentage points, but the overall loan amount is definitely going up because the value has increased so much and we're able to take as much as 75% out on that cash out refi. So our cash flow, right, net after PITI, it will decline a little bit, but we're going to be able to take that money and put it in another 2, 3, 4, 5 assets, maybe small multifamily, and essentially more than multiply that money. And I like to do an analysis and just look at, for that, let's just say it's 50K. That's not what we're getting out of this property, but let's say that's what you're getting out. Just look at the differential. I was collecting 400 after the cash out refi. Now I'm collecting 350. That's a difference of 50 bucks a month, 600 a year, but I'm getting $50,000 for it. How long would it take you to actually collect $50,000 by way of that extra 50 bucks a month? A very long time. Pull that forward, accelerate it, and reinvest. Get that debt equity out of there. Put it to work. So how do you find that property? Well, you know, generally we talk about that, like I said, at the Financial Freedom Program seminar, but I want to give you some concrete stuff you can do. Get out on, see what's on the MLS. Now, very competitive right now, like I said, but you want to look. Had a buddy pick one up off the MLS just recently for very low out of pocket, something around 20K over in Fort Worth. You can do it, right? But you got to be sharp. You got to know how to make that offer. Does that mean working with a realtor? You don't have to, but you can, and it may help you, right? Get out there and network. Now, a lot of networking events, I know they're not going on right now, so it makes it a little more difficult. Attend some of the stuff that Lifestyles hosts, okay? That will give you an opportunity to interact with the host, at least. There are some activities I believe we're doing now with chat rooms, that sort of thing, but gives you an opportunity to hear, to see what other people are doing, especially at the case studies. But networking fundamentally, in the good times, right? That's pivotal. I mean, a lot of our properties, most of our properties we've picked up off market through wholesalers, right, that have been brought to us by way of the Lifestyles team. They help us vet the deals and make sure they're good, right? They help, they do a lot of the due diligence for me up front, essentially. So we're buying from wholesalers and just off market, you know, word of mouth. I actually had a resident from a prior rental bring me a deal, one of our lowest cash out of pocket deals ever. So let people know what you're doing. My buddy Dan, he tells a story of his trip to the dentist. And he picked up a house from his dentist, not his dentist, another client of the doctor, the dentist that was in financial straits. And hey, dentist connected the dots, and Dan got a great deal out of that. So you got to let people know what you're doing. Think about working with a realtor. Do you need a real estate agent? That's another question I get when buying a property. No, you don't. You don't. Here in Texas, you know, it's the Texas Real Estate Commission 1-4 family purchase contract is promulgated by TREC, available for anyone to use. If you're going to do this yourself, use that TREC form. Even before I am now a licensed agent, even before I got my realtor license, I used that form when we would do direct to seller purchases, basically, like in the example I gave you with our past resident. And of course, you need to understand the numbers. We talked about setting that investment criteria. We talked about that cash on cash return that you want to see, that equity gain, that capital gain. Understand how you calculate that, of course, right? Understand how the financing works. How does the financing drive those calculations? I'm not going to get into the hard money purchase technique that we use at Lifestyles Today, but I will encourage you to go out to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. All the shows are archived out there as podcasts. You can do a search at the bottom. Just type in Hard Money. For example, I just did this. There was a show back in January of this year that Mike Harrison, another one of the hosts, did with one of the Hard Money lenders. So it's a good place to go to get that knowledge, get that understanding. It's a great tool. Every house I have bought with Hard Money, except for my personal residence, of course. So do you need an agent? You know, no. Do you need a realtor license? No. No to both. Now, I love working with the Lifestyles Realty team. We've worked with them for years. It just makes it easier for me, right? They've got access to other deals that I don't see, right? And you know, that's up to you. You know, figure out if that's how you want to do a lot of interviews. And be aware when you talk to a realtor that they don't always understand the investor. Okay, you may be newer to this. That may not be a concept that you would think. But yes, a lot of realtors are not inherently investors. So you need to be sure to train them or make sure you take the time to find that right realtor that does understand your goals and how you are operating. Are you doing that hard money, fixing up the house, doing that cash out refinance like we do? Make sure they understand that. A lot of them don't. Now, I get this question as well. I mentioned that cash out refi. Hey Andy, how do I determine the value of this property? Well, if we're talking single family, you know, you gotta have access to the sales comps. That is how single family is valued. In fact, I did a show back October 4th. It's out there on the podcast archived on the topic of appraisals ahead of the appraisal that I just went through. So go give that a listen. I get into a lot of the detail as to how the appraiser is going to make adjustments. They try to get apples to apples, but we know, you know, cookie cutter though they may be, there are differences in the houses. So they'll make adjustments for square footage, for garage count, for other improvements that the owner may have made over the years, especially on those older homes where they've had a lot of time to make those improvements or changes. So what exactly goes into that appraisal? You can hear more there. It's also where that realtor can help you. They can pull those comps for you. But you need to be able to see what was sold. What did it look like? How does that compare to your property and adjust? And of course, if you are a Lifestyles member, use Quest. That gives you access not just to the sales comps, but to lease comps as well. We just talked about the fact that you need to stay on top of the level of rent that you are charging and make sure you're staying maybe just a little bit below market, but pretty close. Don't be giving away the farm every year. And you can run those lease comps as well from Quest, or ask your favorite, you know, your favorite realtor there. Do you need a realtor? We've addressed that question. How do I determine the value of a property? On single family, you're going to use the sales comps. For multifamily, and this is why I love multifamily, totally different animal, right? It's driven, the value is driven by the cash flow, okay? You're going to look at the net operating income. So that's your revenue, net of your operating expenses gives your net operating income. And you're going to look at the cap rate for the market, which is the rate, basically the expected rate of return for that market. Here in the DFW on most multifamily, it's going to be around, 5.5%, 6%. You're dividing that cash flow by that cap rate, and that tells you the value. As you go further out into those secondary and tertiary markets, that cap rate tends to go up. So that's going to push up the value. Or you're going to buy that thing. You're going to do some fixing up. I did a show with a guy named Bill down in Huntsville. He bought a massive value add. He's doing a ton of work, taking those things down to the studs. He's going to create some massive value, going to create some massive cash flow out of that. And that's going to lever up his value. You can do so much with multifamily to create that value, to create that wealth. It is tremendous. So I would say as well to John, who we just talked with, if you dispose of those assets and it's your goal is not so much cash flow as creating wealth, then get into that multifamily. So hey, again, thanks for the call, John. Thanks for the emails. I appreciate everything you guys are sending in. It gives me a lot of fodder for the show, quite frankly. And I had a lot more prepared, I'm going to be honest with you. But like I mentioned at the start of the show, time is fleeting. Time is so fleeting. You know, we experienced that with the passing of our longtime companion, our dog of almost 16 years. We put him down on the same day as our wedding anniversary. So I encourage you, you know, give this some urgency. Get started. Come check us out. Come check out financialfreedomlivestream.com to learn more, to learn about that 2-day that I mentioned. Use the promo code SAVEBIG to get a massive discount. You can read about it on that website. Hey, you've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Andy Webb. I wish you a good day. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.